to the fifth case, United States v. Perez.
May it please the Court, Counsel. My name is Kent Carlson, and I'm court-appointed counsel for Abram Perez in this matter. In preparing for oral argument, it appeared to me that almost everything I had to say here was contained in my brief. But there is one thing that I do want to bring to the Court's attention, and that is when in a case like this there is such a huge disparity in the advisory guideline level for the underlying crimes and the advisory guideline level for the career offender provisions, here a difference of 10 to 12 years. When that matter is raised and is brought to the attention of the district court, and the district court, as in this case, is presented with significant mitigation, I think the district court has an obligation to address that issue. It is not an issue that is so insignificant or so legally inconsequential that it should not be addressed. And that's what happened in this case. Judge Dow was faced with the situation where the increase in the sentence was brought to his attention. Judge Dow did not address why there was the need for, in this case, in light of the small amount of narcotics involved in this case, in light of the great disparity in sentence, in light of the significantly mitigating factors in this case, and there's one mitigating factor that I think bears more importance than any other, because many defendants find religion at the last minute before they plead guilty. Mr. Perez went to the extreme task of having his gang tattoos removed. That is a serious, serious step on the part of somebody, in my opinion, to write his life, especially when he knows he's going to prison for a significantly a long period of time. Once your tattoos are gone, your gang affiliation is gone, and I think that was a huge mitigating factor. I think those factors should have been addressed by Judge Dow in light of the unique facts of this case. Unless there are any questions, I will save the rest of my time for rebuttal.
Thank you. Chapman?
May it please the Court, the defendant's conviction and sentence should be affirmed in its entirety. The district court in this case scrupulously followed all the post-Booker sentencing procedures. The district court considered all of the mitigating arguments that were made by the defendant, all of the aggravating factors that were set forth by the government, and ultimately concluded that a within-guidelines range sentence, in fact, the sentence at the low end of the advisory guidelines range, was appropriate for the defendant who was a career offender. The district court directly addressed all of the issues that the defendant raised, including the removal of his gang tattoos, his assertion that he was leading gang life. But what the district court relied upon strongly in rendering his within-range sentence was the fact that we had a defendant in this case who had an extensive violent felony history. He had 21 criminal history points, which is 60% more than what you need to qualify in Category 6, including an aggravated discharge of a firearm, an aggravated battery conviction. And in this particular case, a few months after making parole from IDOC on the aggravated discharge of the firearm, the defendant began selling drugs repeatedly to an undercover informant. And during the course of one of those sales, he took time off from meeting with the CW, the confidential witness, to meet with others so that he could join some of his fellows in an attack on some rival gang members in a car, personally going out and attacking the car with a pickaxe. Again, all of this while he's on parole from the Illinois Department of Corrections. So what was present in this case was an escalating criminal history. So the defendant's assertions, which Judge Dow took into consideration, just simply paled in comparison to the fact of what the defendant had done, what he'd been shown to do, and what the record and all the evidence in the case suggested that he had done. All of that evidence obviously showed he was a tremendous danger to society. Judge Dow articulated exactly why in going through all the factors. In fact, Judge Dow went above and beyond what is required. He doesn't need to go through a laundry list of the 3553A factors, but in fact, he did that. He went through each one of them and carefully and clearly articulated his reasons, how those factors affected his ultimate determination. And so for all those reasons, there's nothing here that overcomes the presumption of reasonableness, and so we would ask that the conviction and sentence be affirmed.
Thank you, counsel. Mr. Carlson?
Very, very briefly. Judge Dow considered many things in this case. I acknowledge that. He did not consider the dramatic increase in the sentence of 10 to 12 years here. And that is where the majority of my emphasis of the argument comes here. I think when we have that kind of an increase, 3553 demands that a judge address those issues, and Judge Dow did not. And for that reason, I would suggest that the sentence was not a reasonable sentence. Thank you.
Mr. Carlson, as you mentioned, you were appointed in this case. The court appreciates your representation of your client in this matter. Thank you. Thanks to both counsel. The case will be taken under advisement.